The news. Well, the first tragedy, disaster under Trump's new administration. There was a plane crash in D.C. last night. A plane flying out of Wichita.
I didn't see the video.
Wichita.
I saw
you
people
didn't?
Talking
it's
about
green.
It looked like it was on purpose.
It's green.
Did it look like that?
If they said it looked like it was on purpose, then that would have to be a different video than the one I saw. Video I saw, you can just kind of see the lights of the two of them, and then you see a fireball, basically, and you see the plane going down into the Potomac. But it was an Army helicopter that crashed into a passenger plane. It was one of those regional jets. It's not actually American Airlines. It's American Eagle or whatever. Okay. You know, you've been on one of those smaller jets. And, it started off last night, breaking news. Of course, it always does. They're going in there looking for survivors, trying to rescue people. If they can.
We are coming on the air with breaking news out of Washington. The FAA confirming an American Airlines regional jet has collided with a Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport. Emergency officials say they're coordinating a search and rescue operation in the Potomac River. The FAA says this American Airlines plane, which had left Kansas, collided in midair with that helicopter while on approach to a runway here at Reagan, DCA, as it's known locally.
They said people from the U.S. figure skating team was on there.
Oh, no.
On that plane. You didn't hear that?
It wouldn't be.
No, I know. That's kind of what I thought.
Right,
like, but I was like, oh, that's certainly another element to the story. Because I saw they were interviewing people from the U.S. team. And I was like, why are they interviewing these people about the plane crash? And looked it up. And I guess there were some people that were on that plane. Turns out there were no survivors. Man, when we were kids, what was that? Remember there was a plane crash in the Potomac when we were kids? It was a big jet. There was a passenger, and people did survive. Not everybody, but didn't it like have trouble taking off, or maybe it hit another jet as it was taking off? Do you remember that? The footage of that big passenger jet, and it was in the Potomac, and it was. I remember. It's like I want to say it was really cold and icy, but they did pull some people out of there, but I can't remember the circumstances of that. But when I saw it this morning, I was like, man, in the Potomac again. Anyhow, Trump has responded. He's got a new. National Transportation Secretary. This is their first big crisis they'll have to deal with. And he was, put out an official statement through the White House, and then he also put out a statement on Truth Social.
Just hours after that collision, in an official statement from the White House, President Trump thanked first responders and about those on board. His statement read in part, "May God bless their souls." Then after midnight, the president posted on social media questioning how it happened. "It is a clear night. The lights on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down or turn? This is a bad situation that looks like it should have been prevented. Not good." He later followed up writing, "What a terrible night it has been."
It is kind of weird to see him say,
"I heard
not
something
good.
About DEI to blame."
What? Oh, okay, I missed that.
Yeah, no, there is. Let me.
Wow. Okay. I totally missed that. Man, I think the media would be all over that aspect of it. I guess this morning I just didn't see it. They were talking about it this morning?
Trump basically criticizes DEI and D.C. plane crash.
I'm trying to imagine a way in which he could...
I will tell you.
I'm trying to guess, but I just can't. Let's see.
President Donald Trump suggested without evidence that the crash may be linked to diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at the FAA. He accused Democrat former Presidents Biden and Obama of lowering hiring standards at the agency. Trump also announced the appointment of acting FAA administration Chris Russolo.
Okay. So these people shouldn't have been there. They were just DEI hires.
Trump blamed a number of people and factors of the crash, including diversity, equity, and inclusion, hiring price for air traffic controllers, the pilots of the Army helicopter, and his predecessors. Trump, who campaigned, claimed that he had been improving hiring practices in his first term, but Biden reversed it.
Well, I did see this is a job now. You got the new transportation secretary and the new secretary of defense. They both have to be involved because it involved that helicopter. I mean, I assume this is is this an air traffic control issue? Or is this, I don't know what the Army, do Army helicopters talk to the same air traffic control down there on the ground? They have to at least be aware that there are Army helicopters in the area, so I assume they talk to the same people on the ground. And we've had, in the last 12 months, certainly in the last 24 months, but just in the last 12 months, there have been numerous stories, including some with video of near misses, where there was some sort of confusion with air traffic or ground control, whatever, air traffic control, and planes almost collided or almost hit each other, you know, one trying to land while another one was taking off because someone screwed up which runway. And they keep saying, oops, they need to fix air traffic control. We've got a real problem. This could have been deadly. And there's been a lot of those in the last 12 months. And now we've got one that is real deadly because everybody on board died. So whatever it costs to pay air traffic controllers, however many they need, let's hire them. Let's have those people. Let's make sure that they're not working 18-hour shifts or whatever it is. I think it pays pretty well, as it should. And
I would think so.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had, they said, an accident in the United States since 2009, I think they said. So it's been a long time. 2009, I guess, who would have been president then? Obama. It was probably his fault, right? Because he would have been president then. Probably didn't know what he was doing. But whatever the case, hire those people. I'm already a little bit nervous flying. I don't
Reagan
like to get the plane
busted
thing.
Them, right?
I know.
He busted their union.
If you don't show up,
if
you don't show up, you won't have a job. And, of course, there were a lot of deregulations over the years. Like, it's kind of like the vaccine thing. Like, planes are so safe. Why do we need all of these regulations? And all the airlines saying, we don't need all this stuff. We don't need all these regulations. Look at how safe it is. Look at our record. It speaks for itself.
Yeah, Boeing.
It's like, yeah, exactly. A perfect example. And you go, well, right, but could it not be argued that the reason things have been
so safe is because of the regulations?
No. It's because we're good at what we're doing. Then you start to see regulations decrease. You start to see more problems with
cutting
planes.
Corners.
Yeah. So I don't want to be on a plane thinking there's not enough air traffic controllers down there. Right. I don't like being on a plane thinking this airplane is from 1982 and they've just put new interior on it. But that's the world I got to live in.
Yep.
Because that's just the way it is. So at least let me think in those moments when I'm on an airplane, I'm already a little anxious that they got enough people down on the ground to get the job done, and that they know what they're doing, and that my pilot isn't 12 years old, still in training. That would be nice.
You're right, but I'm not getting on a plane if I bought the ticket.
Me neither.
I'm getting on the plane.
I can't keep it.
They're like, they don't have air traffic controllers. You're flying to Des Moines, but we just want to let you know they don't have air traffic controllers there, so we're going to land it on our own. I would not get off the plane.
Would you? Right. No.
I mean, that's it. I bought the ticket.
And if they
my luggage is in the thing, a pack, let's go.
I mean, as long as, if you're telling
me you do it. 10, I'd be like, well, did you guys, I was going to ask to be trained, but you probably didn't, so let's just get on with it, boys.
If he's confident and he tells me he can land it, I can land this thing by sight. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not certified to, but I can definitely do it. If he's convincing, sure, I'll go for it. Today is day two of RFK's confirmation hearing to be Secretary, Trump's Secretary. He's going to be the Secretary of
Health
and Human Services, right? And yesterday, boy, they lobbed a lot of stuff at him. He said a lot of things over the years, and he had to be reminded of a lot of those things that he said. I didn't understand the late-term abortion thing. Like, when would he have said that? But I actually went back and watched an interview where he did say, like, yeah, there shouldn't be restrictions on late-term abortions. So I guess, if these senators are going to ask these questions, they probably have some evidence that he's said these things. And today will be day two, but I don't know. Does it make any difference? Like, they're going to try, the Democrats and people who don't like him are going to try and show that, hey, this guy, he's not the guy.
Right.
But does he have the votes or not? Don't they usually know before these things even get started?
I support the measles vaccine. I support the polio vaccine. I will do nothing as HHS secretary that makes it difficult or discourages people from taking either of those
vaccines. Who believes that ought to look at the measles book you wrote saying parents have been misled into believing that measles is a deadly disease. That's not true.
There was a lot of those where he would say something like, well, that's not what you wrote. I'll tell everybody to go back and look at
it. I've read somewhere that McConnell and Graham are against him?
You know what? My friend texted me and said McConnell was against him, but I
and Graham, I heard.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Is that
but
enough?
Maybe they can, twist their arms, whatever, however they do it.
Well, McConnell's out, isn't he?
Is that voting?
Is he?
Yeah.
I had to look that up. It looked like he still votes.
Yeah. Okay, so his term wasn't up.
Because when my friend texted me and said that, I was like, well, I thought he was dead.
Oh, no,
I was like, no, wait, is he done?
So his term isn't up, but he's not going to run again.
No, I think
he's already said that.
Yeah. So I'm sure somewhere someone has said whether or not RFK will have the votes. They usually do a little poll and go around and they figure it out. And then this whole thing is just kind of political theater. But, I know you're the political
junkie.
His term
ends in 2027.
You're the political junkie. Do you have any interest in watching?
No, I'm staying out of it.
Well, do you have any interest in watching, like, Bernie Sanders question RFK about...
Not really.
He asked one question.
I'm sure the vote.
I'm just throwing anybody out.
I know, but Bernie Sanders asked one question. That was a part of a story yesterday, too. He asked one. I forget what it was.
Yeah. I mean, the votes are there.
Oh, do you think health care should be a right? I think that's what he asked.
Of course. That tracks. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do find RFK an entertaining figure.
Great.
He is quite entertaining. What, you don't find him entertaining?
Well, I just...
I'm not saying that means that I want him to be that. Health and Human Services. I don't know what the Secretary of Health and Human Services does.
No, he's entertaining at least.
I think it's largely a ceremonial position.
Give him the job. He's entertaining.
No, but I'm saying when it comes to watching this stuff on TV, political stuff, I do find him... I'm not generally the type who would want to sit and watch a confirmation hearing, but he's one of those guys where I'd find myself watching a few more clips than I usually would. But partially just because I'm curious what else they're going to say he has said in his past. It's also interesting for him to say, like, he's not against the measles vaccine and that he wants people to get their kids vaccinated. I wouldn't have guessed that. But then, of course, you got the senator saying, yeah, you wouldn't have guessed that because he's said just the opposite. So I don't know. Hey, you know what? Speaking of people getting sick and Health and Human Services, and boy, wish we had a better vaccine. The largest tuberculosis outbreak in American history in Kansas?
Yeah.
The largest in American history? I thought it was real bad in the Wild West, like Doc Holliday and all those people. I didn't know that this is the worst, and you can just get it from being around
somebody
who has it for too long, hang out with them. Now, you can also get it and not show any symptoms. So they've tested some people and found quite a few who actually have the bacteria, but they're not
Health
sick.
Officials in Kansas are dealing with the largest documented outbreak of tuberculosis in U.S. history. There have been two deaths, along with 67 active cases. TB is one of the world's leading infectious disease killer and is spread person to person by germs that can stay in the air for hours. Kansas public health officials found dozens more have latent TB, meaning they are infected with the TB bacteria, but they do not have symptoms and cannot spread the infection to others.
The thing on the news this morning said that tuberculosis is the deadliest infectious killer, the deadliest infectious disease. It doesn't seem, anything involving your lungs and not being able to breathe, that doesn't sound good. So
no.
I looked into it. Is there a vaccine?
I don't know how you get it. I mean, I know you get it from other people, but I don't know what it is.
Well, apparently it's in Kansas.
Where did the first person get it?
I don't know. I know Doc Holliday had it. I'm pretty sure that he had it.
Yeah, but
listening to him.
Like, I know they're like, oh, if someone breathes on you, you can get it from them. But where'd the first dude get it?
What was
he doing in Kansas?
That's like any bacteria or virus, you know? I don't know who patient zero was. We usually don't, especially if it's an ancient disease like that.
But do we know what the origin is of it?
I think it's killed people throughout history. I think it's been around a long time, but don't quote me on that if you look it up. I know it's bacterial. I know there is a vaccine for it, but it's not very effective. And it's also a really old vaccine, so it might not be effective against this one at all. The reason I know that is because I was looking it up to see if I could call my doctor this morning, and looks like there's no use. All right, Sunken, we'll take a break.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, we're going to finish the news here just a little bit. The other day I told you about the elementary school principal who threw a kegger and cops showed up and she was drunk. And then there was a grade school teacher there with her and she was drunk. And there were some kids there who were drunk. I don't think the kids were grade school kids, but they were definitely minors. And there were several of them. One of them was seen throwing up when one of the cops walked up. I saw an update to that story. And one of the police officers said when they arrived, there was a kid that kind of stumbled out and then just started throwing up right in front of them. So that really is like something out of a movie. But today I got more for you because I got a drunk gym teacher.
Oh, nice.
I got a drunk bus driver. And, you know, which
That's
is worse?
Bad. I like the gym
I think
teacher.
The bus driver is obviously worse, right? You don't want your kids in a car with a drunk driver.
No.
That would be bad. There was a time when I was a kid where that happened more than it should have. But these days, there never was a time when it was okay for the bus driver to be drunk. That's for sure. Were your bus drivers when you were a kid? Were they really old, retired? This was their retirement job.
Yeah, from what I remember,
mine were ancient. I did have one who sang songs. I told you, he played harmonica and sang over the PA system.
Oh, right.
I'm serious.
That's so obnoxious.
He played harmonica and hold that microphone. Yeah, and then he would drive with one hand. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like that.
No,
especially
we liked
in the morning.
It. We thought he was nice. Mr. Story was his
Playing
name.
Playing the harmonica in the morning.
I can't imagine. He's got to be dead by now, or he'd be 142. So I think he's probably dead by now, but I thought he was a nice guy.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Do the news.
Yeah, the rest of the news. You downloaded that Chinese artificial intelligence app yet?
I did not.
DeepSeek, the one that's messing with all of our 401ks, they said. Well, guys over there at OpenAI, the parent company of ChatGPT, they're not happy. They're not happy one bit. They say we've been ripped off. We've been ripped off by the Chinese. We should have seen this coming.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Their AI should have told them about it.
Let's go to war. Yeah, you think it would say, like, excuse me, Tom. I guess Sam. Someone is looking at me. They keep watching me. I can give you their GPS. No, that's fine. I'm sure it's all part of routine maintenance. When you steal from AI, do you know what that's called? When a computer learns from another computer, what they call that? Because I sure didn't.
No, I don't.
They call it distilled. So you'll hear people say distilled more than once, and that's what they're talking about.
DeepSeek, sparking concerns that the U.S. may be lagging behind China in the AI race. AI leaders here in the U.S. now allege that China may have cheated, building a competitor by tapping data from a larger model like OpenAI's in a process called distilling.
There's substantial evidence that what DeepSeek did here is they distilled the knowledge out of OpenAI's model.
An OpenAI spokesperson saying, "We are aware of and reviewing indications that DeepSeek may have inappropriately distilled our models."
Yeah, well, I saw a headline that said Sam Altman was outraged. Outraged that they stole from him. So then I clicked on it, and I couldn't see where he said that he was outraged. He said that they were looking into it, but they do think the Chinese probably stole. What do you do in a situation like that? I mean, look, Trump...
Didn't he step down?
Trump, what? Did he already step down over this?
No, he stepped down like a while ago, didn't he? He
did. Oh, no, that lasted very briefly. You're talking about that very brief, yeah, that was the whole, it goes into the
other stuff going on.
Microsoft stuff. I don't know if he's still, maybe he's not officially the CEO right now. You could be right, maybe he's not. But he's certainly still the one that they talk about, because every headline still says, Sam Altman talking about ChatGPT, DeepSeek.
Okay, he came back a little bit.
But there was a time, if this is what you're talking about, where they removed him for like a day or two, and then... Everyone else like, we want him back.
Well, I don't care.
And it doesn't matter.
No, forget.
You don't
forget
care. You don't care. I'm not going to tell you because I promise you don't care.
Stupid.
But what do you do? Trump, like, he seems like he doesn't like China on the campaign trail, but then, like, he helped out TikTok, and that's Chinese. So, you know, what do you do if you say, hey, you stole our AI? China's known for, you know, openly stealing stuff. Like, they're like, hey, we don't really necessarily recognize your patents on
that's true.
Things that look like this, or, you know, so we'll just make a car that looks just like a Rolls Royce and put a Rolls Royce logo on it. What are you going to do? And other countries like, hey, you can't do that. And China's like, but we can. That's just it.
Yeah.
And you can, like, you know, punish us if you want, but that would mean that your economy's destroyed because you can't buy cheap stuff anymore. So what do you do when they steal your AI? You go to war with them?
Build a better AI?
Well, I don't. Just use their AI. That's what we're doing with TikTok. They built a better social media. What do?
We use our
social media. And then some Americans got so angry about it, they're like, no, we're going to force a sale. And then Trump's like, nah, forget it. And you don't think there was something going on behind the scenes with the Chinese, like, talking to the Trump administration about TikTok, about, like, hey, don't do this. You know, Biden set this whole thing up. It's supposed to go into effect. Don't do it or else. Do you think they have those kind of talks? I'm sure they must. Because China was upset about it.
Easier than that. I think people on TikTok like Trump now.
Because
I think before they didn't like him, and they sent people to his, you know, his appearances, and nobody showed up, so he hated it. And then all of a sudden, now, you know, TikTok, you know, it's pro-Trumpish, and so he's like, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of it.
Yeah.
If you just say you like him, then you're good.
I feel like that's sort of the mentality that a lot of CEOs have taken, a lot of countries have taken. Like, hey, say nice things to him.
Yeah.
Be in his good graces. Let's do some sort of an event with him. Like that,
yeah, exactly.
That Stargate thing or whatever
so,
it is.
So TikTok says, you know, hopefully when Trump takes office, we'll be able to get TikTok back again. And Trump reads that. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
People love me if I get TikTok back again. It was like a simple message. People are like, why would they put that up there? And because.
Yeah.
They're smart. And they're like, if we say nice things about them, then...
better things happen.
Yeah.
Then if we say bad things or say
this away, then they'll be like, yeah, we're taking it away. It sucks. Bad platform anyway.
Yeah.
Worst social media ever. And that's exactly what happened.
There's been a lot of Trump ass kissing that's been kind of funny to watch since he got elected, but I still think maybe the single best one is Zuckerberg. Like, as soon as the election happens, they put out that thing like, all right, we're going to get rid of the fact checking.
Yeah, of course.
And then he goes on Rogan and starts talking about how he likes to hunt elk and stuff. And felt like a big,
well, of course,
you know, hey, people like free speech. They like Trump. Like, I totally get it. And you saw it with a lot of people. And I think you have to wonder, at least, if they didn't learn from the first time around. Right? Like, look.
Yeah, of course they did.
We overthought this. If Disney had it to do over again with DeSantis in Florida, would they have said anything like about the whole don't say gay thing, that whole kerfuffle? I think if they had a time machine, they would have just gone, let's just not do it. Let's just not say anything. You know what I mean? I think companies now are more
DeSantis
likely to.
DeSantis didn't have the juice Trump did.
He doesn't
at all.
He
may not do it either.
At all.
That cost him a presidential.
Right. But even that, it was just like, it felt like a company going, God, this has become kind of a pain in the ass to take a stance. And do we really need to take a stance? People really care if we take a stance. We just have to give the appearance. Run some commercials that say, you know, hey, taking care of kids is important, brought to you by Disney. And people are like, that's a good company. Right? They run that stuff all the time. You go, we give this much money. Or put a little thing when I go to the grocery store that says, hey, do you want to give some money to this charity? And if you do, Disney will give $1 or $2. And you're like, what a good company that Disney is. They must be a good company. And you just have these subconscious thoughts about these people.
I think if they just, they know that if they just stroke Trump's ego, they'll get what they want. Or he'll stay out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And even like, that was with Elon Musk when he,
of course.
Everyone said, well, you know, why would he do this? Well, because look at him now, baby. Look at him now. I mean, you're telling me you wouldn't? I know some of you are saying, yeah, you wouldn't. Some of you are saying, of course I would. Some of you are saying, no, you wouldn't. But I'm just saying, a man of my low character, 100%.
Yes, of course.
If Trump shows up, and I think there's an opportunity, even if it's a situation where I think Trump may not like me, may think that I don't like him, I'm still going to go into that first meeting with a, what? Bad things. Oh, that was all a joke. You're great. Yeah. I think that's the angle.
He's not holding grudges. All you have to do is put out a tweet or put it on the front of TikTok and says, Trump will save us. Trust me.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to go that far. If you said something bad about him, just say, I was wrong. Trump was great. Voted for him. That's it.
You can overcome it all by being like, I like the guy.
Hard.
And then that's it.
Right.
Yeah. And they just learned that this second time around, it feels like, and they're all doing that now. A nurse in Atlanta is in some trouble. As a matter of fact, I think she got arrested. But she was posting some videos, I believe on TikTok, actually, dancing, twerking. People are calling her the twerking nurse. Twerking over her patients. Now, these patients are disabled and cannot move. The faces have been blurred. And it does not look like they communicate, but I don't know. They blurred the faces, and in the videos that the news showed, you certainly didn't hear any voices coming from. You see her and you hear music, but you don't hear them say anything. They definitely don't look like they're moving. And I mean, the news said that most of them like can't move. Maybe all of them can't move. Right. So, you know, should she be in trouble for this? Is it so bad? People got upset when they saw some people got upset when they saw these videos. And she defended it and said, hey, I'm just having fun. I'm not hurting anybody. Just a little twerking. They probably like it anyway, right? And the majority won out and said, nah, you can't do that. That's bad. You're in trouble.
You just don't do this to people. You don't.
This Atlanta area healthcare worker seen on TikTok dipping it low on her patient's forehead.
Yeah.
Patients, you can see, are living with disabilities.
This is not a laughing matter.
A breaking update. She has just been charged.
Okay, so she's the infamous TikTok nurse who filmed herself twerking on disabled. Now, one of the guys was naked, and you will see that headline. One of the men was naked. She's been slapped with felony abuse charges.
What?
Now felony abuse. Let me show you the video. This is one of the. This is not all the videos. This is one of the videos, and you can see. I don't believe he says anything there.
Wait. That's over another nurse, isn't it?
Well,
there's a guy in a bathtub.
Yeah, he's the naked one. Oh, they're not blurring his face on this one. Okay. Well, leave it to Elon. And X doesn't blur that stuff. Yeah, what do you think of the twerking nurse there? I mean, I just could see you going either way on this because I could hear you saying, like, well, we don't know that they don't like it, but also we don't know that they do. So I guess I don't know their situation. Can they communicate at all? Are they, you know, it doesn't look classy.
Well,
I'll go so far as to say that.
I just have to assume they're not upset about it.
It doesn't look great. Like, I don't think that the hospital would say, let's put this in a commercial. Let's show the twerky nurse. This has been great publicity for us.
Some people, though.
But, you're right. Dad would love that place. I mean, I know he can't talk anymore, but we all agree that Dad would love that place, right? Should we put Dad in the place with the twerking nurse? Let's do it. I mean, would you like the twerking nurse?
Yeah.
I like the I personally like the twerking nurse. I'm not saying that I like what she did. I don't know. Snowcone, you've got family in the healthcare industry. You know, any idea how they might feel about twerking over disabled people? Like, is that something you can see your mom doing?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can you see her approving of it?
No, I cannot.
I approve of it, I guess. I mean, I don't... Look, I get it. She should probably get in trouble. It went on TikTok, but I'm not upset about it. She's pretty hot.
It's not like a real hospital. It's a care facility. I mean, what did they call it on the news? They called it adult daycare is what they called it.
Well, then that's certainly not a problem.
Right?
If they didn't call it a convalescent home or a...
Which it might be, but
if they call it adult daycare,
one of the places called it an adult daycare, and I thought, oh, adult daycare, because I really did wonder, do they go home at night? And maybe they do. Maybe people drop off their family members there during the day while they work, and they can't take care of their loved ones, and then
who wants to bet that she's going to make about $72 million on OnlyFans starting tomorrow?
She'll make $6.99 from me. I know that.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Well. We got to talk some Chiefs today, Laszlo.
We do again?
Well, sort of.
Jesus Christ.
That's all they talk about on TV. I mean, there's only one game left.
Sports station, so turn something else on.
Well, what else are we going to watch? You want to watch Bosch?
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep in the middle of an episode?
No, I didn't watch it last night.
Oh. Well, I saw, because this shows, I think will show what a true sports fan Laszlo is, because someone put this thing out that was a thing about the Chiefs and kind of the history of the Chiefs. And I thought, you know, the difference between like a sports fan like myself, who I might be able to get this, guess these things about the Chiefs of what they would write in this article. I would never be able to guess about another team. But I think Laszlo could probably figure out what order they would put these people, who these people would be, and what order they would be in on this list that they just put out.
It's a little test for
you? Yeah, a little test for you. But real quick, I just saw this and I thought it was interesting because we were talking about Elon. If Elon spent, and this was at the time this thing was written, if Elon spent $1 million a day, $1 million, how long would it take him to spend his money?
Forever. I mean, forever. 327 years.
Any guesses? 610 years. $1 million a day, 610 years. Yeah, they said if the three richest guys, Bezos, Elon, and must be Gates. Mm-hmm. If the three of them liquidated and shared their wealth with us, that every American would get like $3,000. I was actually surprised. I thought it would be a little more than that. Mm-hmm. But I guess there are 300-some million people. But imagine $1 million a day, 610 years. That's why these guys want to live forever. They can afford to.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have time to spend this money.
Well, and you don't want it to end.
Right? It's such a good life.
Life has been great.
Such a good life.
Like now, at the end, you just die like the rest of us?
I know.
That sucks.
I know. That Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary, he's talking about getting older at the end of that thing and how sad he is. And I thought, it is sad. You don't deserve to be old and dead. Yeah, people like you way more than normal people, me.
Right.
Like, I deserve at your age to be dying, not you.
Right.
You should get some dying? He's just talking about he's old. Oh, you know, his time's running up. He's in his 70s or whatever. I was like, they should give you some sort of special ability. He says, no, you're a star.
They do.
You get to stick around.
Oh, I mean, he gets better doctors.
Well, that's true. He'll live. He lives longer than he should.
The Church with the Church of Laszlo.